Good morning. This is Mose with the Daily Inspiration for today. My phone number, in case you want to reach me, is 717-656-9576. I've chosen to read this morning in Psalm 2, and we'll read the Psalm, and then maybe I'll pick some things out as we go along and discuss them. But I will, I feel kind of empty this morning, and I do feel like I need the grace of God this morning. I do need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And so let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, this morning, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Jesus, the one who is our only hope, the one who has gone before us, the one who has given his life for us, the one who has shed his blood for us. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us so much that you have given us of your, you have shed your precious blood so that we might have life. So, Lord God, this morning I pray that you would fill me with your grace this morning. Fill me with your Holy Spirit that I might bring forth your word this morning and it could be an inspiration to someone. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would just touch us with your Holy Spirit and with your love this morning. I just want to be a vessel that is fit for the Master's use, a vessel that can be poured out. Lord, I commit these things into your hand in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. Psalm 2. It says here in the beginning, I'm reading out of the New King James Version, and it says in the beginning here, not part of the scripture, but it says the theme is God's ultimate rule, a psalm written to celebrate the coronation of an Israelite king, but also written for the coronation of Christ, the eternal king. It says the author is David. And, you know, again, I would like to say that David was a man after God's own heart. And can God say that of me? Can God say that Moses is a man after my own heart? And he does my will. Can he say that I walk in his ways? And that I am faithful to him all the days of my life. That is my prayer, that he might be able to say that of me. And I hope that is your prayer, that even as he said of David, that he is a man after his own heart. So can he say that of each one of us? It says here in verse 1, why do the nations rage? And the people plot a vain thing. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, yesterday we had communion, and we were together. And much was said about Jesus, about his birth, and about his resurrection, and about, you know, just the whole life of Jesus seemed to come forth yesterday in the sermons. And something was mentioned here or yesterday about it seemed like from the very beginning Jesus was people and things, and everything was against Jesus. First of all, for his birth, and all the king decreed that everybody should go to their hometown to register for taxes. And of course, here was Joseph and Mary, and should they go or should they not? But they went. And I'm sure their thoughts were, such a long journey, and can Mary make it over all those hills and riding on a donkey? What if the baby would be born on the way, out of the cold? And all the, I can imagine many thoughts went to the parents' mind, as they knew that the time of birth is near at hand. And yet, as we consider, this was all in the plan of God. The prophecy was for Jesus to be born in Bethlehem. And so here they went. I don't know if they knew that prophecy as they went or not, but here they went. They went on I believe Mary was riding on a donkey, and when they got there, there was no place found in the end. No place. Everything was crowded. Everything was filled up. And they lodged there in the stable. And Mary gave birth to Jesus Christ right there in the stable. I think everything was against him from the very beginning. But God was with him. He was the Son of God. He was the Son of God. Psalm 3, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possessions. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them to pieces with a potter's vessel. There in verse 8 it says, ask of me and I will give you the nations for your inheritance. Do we ask God for the things that we have need of? Do we ask him? You know, prayer is a very vital thing in the Christian's life. And it's so important for us to fall down on our faces and pray to God. God just delights in our prayers. It says that the odor, the sweet incense of our prayers rises up to him, and he has great pleasure in them. And do we do enough of that? Do we pray like we ought? Ask. At another place it says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. You know, I believe many times God sits in heaven and he looks at us and he says, why don't you just ask? I'd be glad to give it to you if you just ask. I'd be glad to heal you if you just ask. I'd be glad to provide for you. But I want to hear you ask. I want to hear you ask. Isn't it that way when our children come to us and they ask for something? Mama, may I have this? May I have a cookie? or whatever it may be. How sweet it is when our children come and ask. And that's the way it is with God. He wants us to ask. And I think many times we're so busy in life, and we just go through life and we fail to ask. But God wants us to ask. Ask of me and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the end of the earth for your possession. And you shall break them with a rod of iron and shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore be wise, O kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are those who put their trust in him. Yes, indeed, blessed are those. It says, blessed are all those who put their trust in him. What are we trusting in? Are we trusting in our riches, our money, to get us through life? Are we trusting in our strength? What are we trusting in? Are we trusting in our skilled words? Oh, I can handle this. Or are we trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who is above all, the one who has everything under his control? Do we trust him like we ought? Do we trust the Lord Jesus Christ? Blessed are those who put their trust in him. Well, I think we'll quit for the day. God bless you as you go through this day, and may his grace be upon you, and may you trust the Lord Jesus Christ today like you never did before. Just put your whole faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and realize that he will take you through. He will take care of you regardless of the circumstances. Our Heavenly Father, this morning, we just bow before you and ask you to bless the listeners today. Ask you to pour out your grace upon them, Lord, that they might trust you with all of their heart. Lord, I pray that that would be something, Lord, that would have someone could be helped today to put a deeper trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that in the end they might experience eternal life. Experiencing life in heaven with Jesus Christ throughout all eternity. So, Father, this morning we commit these things into your hand in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. Amen. God bless you and go with you.